What's good? We back. This is a Promo Palace vlog 15. All right, let me kick up my feet. Let me get relaxed. I'm getting old here. We're gonna call this one "Why Local Radio Doesn't Support Local Artists." Basically, it's really simple. I mean, this vlog right here is gonna be heartbreaking. It's probably gonna upset some people. But it's the truth. Unsigned artists don't bring listeners to local radio stations. Let me repeat that. Unsigned artists don't bring listeners to local radio stations. How do I know that? Because if you did, people be calling and requesting your song every day. Or you be getting radio play all over your local radio station all day, every day, because you're bringing listeners. You know, that's how it works. I mean, I hate to say it, but unsigned artists don't bring listeners because they don't have fans in place. Because if they had a certain amount of fans, they wouldn't more likely be unsigned. You know, they'd be unsigned. They wouldn't, you know, they'd probably be signed to a label by now because, you know, fan base dictates everything. Fan base dictates how many people's going to come watch you perform at a show. You know, how many tickets you're going to sell at a show if you do a live show. Fan base is going to dictate how many people are going to stream your song on Spotify, Apple, or other platforms, or how many people are going to download your music on Apple, iTunes, or whatever. Fan base is going to dictate all that. And labels are mainly signing artists with fan base. And radio stations are mainly playing artists with fan base too. And it's nothing personal. It's strictly business. It's, you know, like, this is what artists don't understand about radio. It's not a radio station's job to bring listeners. Let me repeat that. It's not the radio station's job to bring listeners. So I know you're asking yourself, well, if it's not the radio station's job to bring listeners, whose job is it? The artist. It's the artist's job to bring listeners to radio. Let me repeat that. It's the artist's job to bring listeners to radio. So soak that up for a second while I take a sip of my juice. So what does that mean? That means radio is going to play artists who bring listeners. They're going to play Drake's, the Chris Browns, you know, the Fetty Waps of the world when he was on top, you know, whoever's dominating radio right now. They're going to play them because they are bringing listeners. Because a radio station's job, a radio station is an advertising platform. Their job, the radio station's job, is to get advertisers to sell ads. You get that, right? The radio station's job is to sell ads. The artist's job is to bring the listeners. That's why radio is going to play artists that bring the listeners, because that's the artist's job. If FM radio plays all unsigned artists on a station for a week, they'll be out of business by the end of the week. Because they'll lose all their advertising. Why? Because they'll lose all their listeners. Because their listeners are going to go to the other station that's playing mainstream, the competition station in the city, or the closest station to them that's playing mainstream. Because unsigned artists aren't competing with mainstream. Because once again, unsigned artists don't bring listeners to radio. Mainstream artists do. Established artists do. Major independent artists do. Artists with fan base bring the listeners. So radio's job is to sell ads. And the more listeners, the more they can charge for those ads. That's how they make money. They don't make money by playing music. They don't make money by broadcasting music. They lose money when they broadcast music. Why is that? Because radio has to pay out royalties. And even though radio pays chump change of royalties compared to streaming platforms, they pay out royalties. They have to pay to play. Repeat that. They have to pay to play. So where do they make money? Advertising. That's why radio stations are selling $20, $30, $40, $50 slots, you know, all day long, because they have to pay out royalties and they have to pay their employees and they have to stay afloat, you know. So it's nothing personal. It's strictly business. And yeah, there's a lot of internet radio stations that might play unsigned artists, but internet radio doesn't work the same way as online radio, because all internet radio stations are not paying out royalties. Once again, all internet radio stations are not paying out royalties. I had an on-demand radio station. I know this. They are all not paying out royalties. So if you don't bring listeners to the station, more likely they're not going to play you. And even when a local radio station does pick up a local artist and starts playing their music, if people don't start calling in and requesting that song, or they don't get online and start requesting, however requests are done nowadays, probably more online than anything, if they're not requesting your music, then that station has no purpose and no reason to continuously play your music over and over and over again. Because I will tell you this much. Radio ain't playing no songs because they sound good. There ain't one song on radio that's being played because it sounds good. It's being played because it brings listeners. It brings ears to the radio station. Because see, this is the thing. Like, if I start an FM radio station, if I get investors and start an FM radio station next week, I'm not going to get on TV and advertise we got the new radio station, and you're not going to really advertise nowhere else. But when you do events, you know, local events, you just show up with the van, you know. But as soon as you start the radio station, people are going to turn through the dials and they'll find your station. That's why a radio station is an advertising platform within itself. As soon as you start an FM radio station, people will turn through the dial and they'll see, oh, station, let me listen. It's up to you as a station to play music that keeps them listening. And that's what a station is always going to do. So this idea that a radio station should support more unsigned artists is really bogus, because then there won't be no radio stations left. They'll all go out of business because unsigned artists don't bring enough listeners to bring advertisers. You're not going to keep the lights on, unsigned artists. So you ask me, okay, if radio doesn't support local artists like that, what's my options? Me personally, I think radio is something that should come to you. You should let it come to you. So that means you have work to do. That means you have to build fan base. And you have to build fan base to a certain point. You know, it's like any artist that has less than 10,000 fans that buy his music can't really dictate too much. You can't really, you know, dictate show. You can't headline any show. You can't, you know, rent a venue and headline any shows. You're not fan base dictate everything. And what is fan base? Listeners, you know. So this idea that a radio station is supposed to play your song because you think it's good, they're not playing music because they think it's good. Even if it is good music or even great music that they're playing on radio, if there is a great song they're playing on radio, they're not playing it because it's a great song. And it's only a great song because people are interacting and attracted to the song, and listeners are steadily requesting the song, you know, at a tremendous rate. So, you know, this idea that anybody's really just going to get behind the music just because it's good nowadays is really bogus. That's like, you know, every so often, you know, every now and then, you know, an investor or somebody will get behind an artist solely off of the music. But most labels want to see fan base, you know, and you have to look at radio in the same way as labels. They want artists with fan base too. They want artists that bring listeners, you know, because this idea of investing millions of dollars into something from the ground up doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. Just because you make good music doesn't mean you could be a successful artist. It doesn't mean you're a great performer, a great entertainer. You know, there's so many different aspects to this business, you know. So, yeah, that's really why local radio doesn't support local artists, because you don't bring enough listeners to the station, if you're bringing listeners at all. And, you know, that definitely says a lot for you locally that you're not even really... If you can't even bring listeners to your station locally, then you have a lot of work to do, you know, because, I mean, you haven't even dominated your city, your own town. And if you can't dominate your city or your town, how are you going to dominate LA, New York, Chicago, or whatnot, you know? But, yeah, that's how it really works, man. Local radio doesn't support local artists because y'all bring listeners, you know? And once again, you know, this is Promo Palace LLC. This is the Vlog 15, Why Local Radio Doesn't Support Local Artists. As you see, my dog just walked up in the room and just showed herself for a second. Come here, puppy. Come on. There she goes. She's getting on the vlog. She want to show herself. She's the cutest thing on the planet. And she's cuter than me, so I can't say much. But, yeah. Also, you could... hit that subscribe button in the right-hand corner. You know, get down, puppy. We vlogging. Get down. Hit the subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Also, this vlog goes to my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast. You can Google that. That's also available on Apple, Amazon Music, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and several other platforms as well. Also, you'll see the vlogs on Facebook fan page. Also, it's going to throw it on Instagram TV, on our Instagram accounts, and our YouTube accounts, the Paul Pickett Podcast and Promo Palace LLC. If y'all got any questions, hit me up at Promo Palace 1. That's Promo Palace, the number 1, at gmail.com. Check out the website, promopalace.biz, planetplaylist.com. We got the apparel, New Litter Apparel, newlitter.com. You know, follow us on social media, Promo Palace LLC on Twitter, Facebook, whatnot. Also, you could check out indiecastle.net. And that's a wrap. Once again, this is Promo Palace LLC Vlog 15, Why Local Radio Doesn't Support Local Artists. I'm Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, owner of Promo Palace LLC. This is my little buddy, Gia, and we're out.